I'm Ryan Muncy, and these are the Better Human Project Takeaways. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to BHP Takeaways. If this is your first time listening to one of these, basically, this is the podcast version of Too Long Didn't Read. For whatever reason, if you're too busy, if you have ADD like me and you didn't want to listen to the full episode, I'm going to pull out and share my biggest takeaways from each interview with our amazing guests here on the Better Human Project. If this takeaway episode piques your interest and you want to hear the full thing, then we would definitely encourage you to go listen to the full episode. Today, we're talking about takeaways from John Barklow. This was episode number 113 on the BHP. Real quick bio on John. He spent over 26 years in the military. The last portion of that, he was the lead instructor at Naval Special Warfare Cold Weather Training Facility in Kodiak, Alaska, which means he taught Navy SEALs how to deal with awful, cold, inclement conditions. He's also now the product manager for the Big Game Division at Sitka, Western Hunting, Technical Gear, Clothing. John has over two decades, probably closer to three, teaching skills and mindset required to live in remote wilderness. He's trained search and rescue teams, special operations. Just an amazing background, amazing bio. There's so much that we can learn from John. He has so much experience in leadership and communication. And that's what we focused our conversation on. So my three big takeaways, and it was really hard, trust me, really hard to pull three or four takeaways from John. I actually thought about just listing a bullet point type of thing with 10 to 12 key lessons, but ultimately decided not to. We're going to keep our structure here. I'm going to force myself to pick out just three, give those to you. And then if you want more, you're going to have to go listen to the full episode. First takeaway, passion is a prerequisite for culture. So this one came up. Obviously, we're talking about culture, team chemistry. These are things that are discussed at length in any leadership circle, any book or podcast that you might listen to on leadership and high-performing organizations. Culture and team chemistry are going to come up. But John added a new twist to this conversation, and he posits that passion is a prerequisite for high-performance culture. And I think he's spot on. At first glance, the stress test for me, anytime I hear something like this, I'm immediately going to try to poke a hole in it or stress test it, right? And so I'm immediately trying to think of an organization or a team that has great culture, consistently outperforms their competition, their peers, their opponents, yet doesn't have passion for what they do. And I cannot come up with an example. So if you can, let us know. Posted in the comments on one of our social posts, send me an email, whatever you want to do. Let's see if this theory holds water. I think it does. But here's the thing. Even if we could name an outlier, even if we could name the exception to this rule, if such a passionless organization existed or exists, they would soon be surpassed by a passionate, innovative, disruptive upstart. And that's the beauty of passion. And that's precisely why it just might be the missing element in most of these conversations about culture and team dynamics, right? So passion is a prerequisite for high performance culture. Takeaway number two, yesterday doesn't matter. What you do today matters. And I love this one. I love it because it works both ways. And what I mean by that is it works for positive accomplishments, right? The way that John presented this was it's a mantra that he uses to prevent himself from resting on his laurels. Doesn't matter what I did yesterday. Doesn't matter what my resume says. Doesn't matter what my bio says. All that matters is the work that I do today, right? But I also find that this works as a reminder for us to put our mistakes behind us and focus on what we can control. This day, this moment, the task in front of us. So if you fell off track with your diet yesterday, if you didn't handle a certain conversation at work the way you wanted to, whatever the things are, right? It doesn't matter. We can't go back and change the past. What does matter is how we conduct ourselves today, how we move through the world today. What choices are you making today? This one goes hand in hand with another great one-liner from John in this podcast, and that is, earn your right to be there. That was something that he said over and over to himself. Earn your right to be here. Earn your right to be here. And I think when we think that way, it removes any sense of entitlement. It removes ego. And it starts to force us to ask these questions. How can I make the world a better place today? How can I stack wins today? How can I show up for my people today? How can I move the chains today? Right? What does my team need from me today? And we do that every single day. Yesterday doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is what I do today. All right, third takeaway, effective communications. Again, from Naval Special Warfare to Sitka, John has 30, give or take, years of experience being part of high-performing organizations. He knows how to develop people. He's seen it. He's been a part of it. He's doing it. He knows how to communicate effectively and efficiently and to a wide audience, and he knows how important that is to high-performing organizations. So we get into these leadership dynamics and the development of people and teams at length in the full episode, but I want to highlight two communication tips here. Number one, what do they need to know? And number two, evolve the message to the audience. All right, so if we take a step back and we think about communication, it is the responsibility of the speaker to ensure that the message is communicated clearly and understood by the receiving party. If I'm a coach, if I'm a manager, if I'm in a relationship and I communicate something to you and you don't understand it, if you don't get it, it's my fault, right? It's not your fault. So when communicating, it's easy, if we think about common mistakes, two of the most common mistakes are to give too much or to give too little information. And we often do this. If we give too little information, it's because we make assumptions. We assume that people know what we know or that we know what we're that they know what we're talking about, right? Or the second is we're excited, so we give too much information. We want to talk about ourselves. We want to talk about the things that excite us, right? We can reverse engineer this process of ensuring proper communication, clearly understood by the receiving party, with the help of these two suggestions from John. These tips are going to help us create an easy, scalable, repeatable framework to make sure that we're delivering the right information in the right amount and in ways that can be understood, used, and implemented. So think about this. If we're making a post about an upcoming event, did we include all the pertinent information? Did we tell people, you know, the date, the time, the location, how to access it, how to register, where to go to get tickets, right? Is there any information missing? If someone sees this and wants to show up, do they have all the information they need in order to be there, right? If we're teaching a group of people how to sight in a bow, how does that conversation change based on the experience level of the people, you know, with a bow, right? So if you're talking to intermediate or advanced archers, you're going to be giving high-level tips on how to optimize the sighting in process or the setup process. It's going to be a very different conversation than if these are people who have never owned a bow, never shot a bow, have no archery experience. They don't know what a peep sight is. They don't know any of that terminology. So, of course, that communication is different. So we have to customize the communication to the audience, right? So again, the two tips. What do they need to know? And evolve the message to the audience. All right, that is our takeaway episode for 113 interview with John Barklow. Thank you guys, as always, for listening. If anything in this episode jumped out at you, if you think of somebody that would benefit from hearing these tips, please share this episode with them, and we'll catch you on the next episode.